It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name is Chad Summers. I'm your host. Happy Friday. Today is October 27th, 2023. Before we get into the program, I just want to say email me sometime. Chad's Lunch Show at gmail. Subscribed. Whatever you can do to support the show is appreciated. It'll keep us around for a long time. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Kelly Osbourne is 38. Marla Maples is 59. Also on this day in history, in 1940, the Teflon Don, a.k.a. John Gotti, was born in the South Bronx. Bada boop, bada bing. Forget about it. 1858, Theodore Roosevelt was born in New York City as well. All right, we've got breaking news. President Joe Biden has a challenger, Democrat Representative Dean Phillips, to launch presidential campaign. See how that plays out. Should be interesting. Also, a manhunt for the Maine mass shooting suspect still underway. Hopefully, they'll get him soon. It was looking like they had him last night. They had a house surrounded, but they came up empty-handed. Unfortunately, we've got to get this guy soon before anybody else gets hurt. What a absolute disaster. It's sickening, folks. It's sickening. Speaking of sickening, the dude was sick. So that's, he shouldn't have been out on the streets, really. My cleaning lady informed me that last week's material was a little bit too depressing. Well, and I told her, I said, look, you know, we end every episode with a good story. She said, we'll just try to switch it up a little bit. You know, I said, all right, see what we can do. So this one goes out to her. I hope this brightens up her day here. This one is from TMZ. College football fan wears penis costume at game. Oh, dear. Yeah, and it's just not part of it either. It's the whole, it's all components. You know what I'm saying? But there's a video there, and it's absolutely hysterical. They're escorting the penis out of the stage, out of the stadium. And so got to watch that one. It's pretty damn funny. Moving on. This one is from Fox News. John Stamos says he has no memory of filming hit movie during battle with alcohol. Good times. I'm trying to think of a hit movie with John Stamos in it. I'm sorry. If you know of one, please email me. All right, this is a story from CNN. This is a great headline here. Sea Emperor Penguin hatch at SeaWorld in, quote, once in a decade event. Apparently, they're all in the Antarctic. It's just hard to, you know, have them reproduce here in captivity, I guess. So they're very rare. But absolutely adorable video. Absolutely adorable penguin. You got to see it. It just sits there like looks like a little stuffed animal, in all honesty. But got a headline from Fox News. Oscar-winning actress had no qualms about going full frontal in raunchy comedy. Good. Jennifer Lawrence joins Demi Moore, Margot Robbie going full frontal in Hollywood. All right, we've got all kinds of headlines here. None of this is even out of the story. Lawrence's new movie, No Hard Feelings, recently premiered on streaming services. All right. Good info for us dudes. All right. Another one from Fox News. Henry Winkler on turning down Grease role. I was dumb. Well, you know, regardless of how you feel about it, we're thankful that you turned it down. You know, we love you as the Fonz. Who doesn't love the Fonz? You know what I mean? You can turn the jukebox on. I think he just I think he just bumped into it with his hip or something. It's incredible talent. But yeah, I think we're all glad and thankful that John Travolta got the role. He was meant for that role. So yeah, things happen in life for a reason, usually. All right, we got one more headline left, and you know it's a good one because that's how we roll here at the show, the lunch show, that is. Before we do that, I just want to say, don't forget to email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com and subscribe. This is a story from Good News Now. This is a hopeful, or very hopeful this works. Large study of 80,000 migraine sufferers uncovers commonalities that may lead to potential treatment. I tried to find paragraphs that would kind of summarize the whole article, and that didn't. I wasn't able to do that, so I'm just going to pick a couple things here. One was some statistics. Around 1 in 5 women have migraine. 1 in 16 men have migraine, and 1 in 11 children have migraine. I will say I've noticed that. Like I don't even know a guy that has migraine, but I do know women, several women that have it. In all cases that I've heard came from women. So that's really unfortunate. That would be great if they come up with a treatment from this study. If you're suffering from migraine, you might want to go to goodnewsnow.com and read about that and just stay on top of it. That would be great. I guess they're just, you know, you study 80,000 people and compare them and you're going to discover something, right? All right. Well, hopefully they do. And folks, I'm going to call that the episode. Hope y'all have an awesome weekend. Be safe out there. Don't drive wasted like a freaking idiot. And until Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.